This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. 7:09. It's going to be a day, everybody. Stand by. Stand back. This part of the show is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. We're expecting to drop that a little later today, but we taped it yesterday. It's a long one.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it was. There was just some funny moments. He just loves singing. It's so crazy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he really does.
That's beauty of the podcast. He gets to do what he wants.
It's when it's your podcast, you can. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Talked about skiing. He's talking about Russell Wilson spending $1 million a year on his fitness. Which actually, you know, sounds about right. You're a machine.
Oh, is that what Russell Wilson says, that he spends that much on his own fitness?
Well, and he talks, it's not just like the roster of personal trainers, because he works out like 362 days a year or something. Mm-hmm. But it's also like chefs and stuff like that, people who cook healthy foods for him and stuff. It's like, you know, it's $1 million a year just keeping his body the way it needs to be. But we talked about all kinds of stuff yesterday.
Yeah, he's a beast. I mean, too bad he's not like Tom Brady or anything.
He's no Tom Brady. You know what I ordered yesterday is my new Buccaneers hat. I can't wait to sport that on Sundays. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It feels very pointed at me. You know, it's weird how he won all those Super Bowls with the team I like, but then when he gets on a team that I don't care about and you don't care about, and it just feels pointed.
He's just doing so well. You can't, like,
you gotta root for the guy at this point, right?
Do you gotta? Is it really? You gotta, huh?
I feel like you.
Well,
talent, man. It's
just, you know, I'm just a little confused by the reaction, I guess, is all. Guy's a traitor, after all. Anyway, new Johnny Mosley Pod today at some point. We'll let you know when that gets up there. Bunch of brats I work with.
What are you talking about? We love you.
Yeah, it shows in everything you say and do.
Right.
Listen, guys, I'm sorry to break it to you, but movies lie. What? You really shouldn't take, in cartoons too, obviously, when someone gets hit on the head, you know, Pinocchio's nose doesn't rise up out of the middle and birds don't fly around it. I mean, surprise, the things you see on TV are not always
real. You know what's weird, though? More than once, I have, you know, in the cartoon where the guy turns into a sucker?
Yes.
And yeah, I feel like that sometimes, where I feel like I think I'm wrapped in a wrapping that says sucker on it because I've just been had.
That's funny because sometimes I look at you and I see a chicken leg. It's, you know, like, oh my God, delicious. You know, how when somebody's
See?
Oh, there he is. Vinny, turns out you are a sucker. Oh, my God. Yeah. Bryn, you got to post that up where people can see it. I mean.
Thanks so much.
Actually, that's an adorable picture.
Yeah, it is. Oh,
that
God.
Sucker fits perfectly on your forehead.
Right. Thanks.
He looks so cute in that picture.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you little snuggums. I could just.
That's it, though.
Cheeks.
I felt just like that many times.
Oh, sure. Well, look, don't we all? That's, you know, that's the beauty of cartoons. They can actually put into visuals what we all feel like.
Right.
You know, I'm starving. You look like a chicken leg. You get taken and you feel like a sucker.
Right.
You know? Anyway, movies
Bryn, don't
lie.
Put that up, by the way.
Put that up. Put that
well,
up.
Well, between that and the upside down start of the show, I'm not sure which one to choose.
Put them both up.
We'll
both of them.
One today, one tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Sure.
Super.
All right. Well, anyway, do the upside down one today. I think that's poignant.
Movies lie.
Movies lie. There's all these like scientific myths that they've made us believe. And so here's a few of them that's not. Look, if you're trying to avoid bullets, don't get behind a door of a car. They're not bulletproof. They're actually made to be lightweight. They're not bulletproof. They're not going to protect you.
They're better than nothing, though.
I'll give you better than nothing.
Look, I'll tell you this, too. Your instinct is to get behind anything, I would imagine. It could even be, a plastic tarp that isn't going to do you any good either, right. But you still try to hide somehow.
And then contort your body so that it isn't where it would appear to be based on where your head is. That's the way to do it, you guys. Don't just lay down on the floor, make yourself into a pretzel and hide against the wall.
Your feet are showing down below, but you're standing like this.
Yes, exactly. Vinny, you know the drill. You don't want them to know where the bulk of your body is.
Right. Got it.
And then it's a surprise when you pop around your head and gun, pop around the side of the door to fire back. So that is a myth.
Or okay. The kitchen table, whatever. They flip a table and they hide behind the table.
Yeah, no, sure. The wood is not. Sure, it might slow it a little. I mean, will it? I don't know. It just blows it apart. And I remember one time when I was a kid, a cop came into the classroom to talk to us about, I don't even remember exactly.
Say to him that made him pull his gun out? My God.
No, he was showing us his gun. And he, we were little kids. And he turned to we looked at the wall. And some, I don't know what kind of revolver or pistol or whatever the F he was carrying. But as he's telling us about, how dangerous weapons are, which I assume is what he was telling us. I don't think it was the drug thing. I was pretty young. He looks over at the cinder block wall. Schools, they've got the blocks,
sure,
whatever those, and they've been painted some bright cheery color. He goes, if I stood at the back of the classroom and shot this wall, I would blow out it would 100 with this gun, it would blow out this cinder block and most of the ones around it.
That's
like
a
it
big
would
gun.
Yeah, so I thought to myself, well, I'll never look at a cinder block the same. Like, you'd think a cinder block that's staying.
Well, I don't know. He had like a 45 or something huge.
Don't ask me.
That's like a Clint Eastwood gun.
Some kind of gun.
That's Dirty Harry's gun.
I'd blow this wall right. I'm like, but don't though. There's a class going on the other side of the wall. I'm sure of it.
Sheesh.
That was my whole takeaway, was guns are dangerous.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I learned my lesson early. I'm a good learner.
Why did you tell kids that? You guys are like 8, right?
Dude, we were really young. I mean, I actually think it was when I still lived in Kingston, before I even moved to the place where I mostly grew up. guns. Anyway, gunfights, don't hide. Well, if all you've got is a car door, then, go for it and contort your body, as we told. We'll give you the directions. Here's another myth. This is a lie that movies tell us. You ever see somebody get chloroformed on TV? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is. Go on.
That's not real.
Right.
It's, you can knock someone out with chloroform.
It takes like 5 minutes.
It takes like 5 minutes. That's exactly what they're saying. It's not, because people, like, someone gets a whiff of chloroform and they fall on the ground. Chloroform, where do you even get that, Isn't there already a red flag up somewhere because somebody just ordered chloroform?
I would like to think, yes.
I would too. Here's another one. Meteors aren't hot when they hit the Earth. They can be lukewarm, but for the most part, going through the atmosphere burns up all the stuff, and then they still got to fall, and they're not on fire. They don't light houses on fire. They don't dig huge fiery trenches into the ground. That's not real.
By the way, call your guy Neil deGrasse Tyson later today and just let him know, this whole, an asteroid might hit right around the election time and change everything. You don't need to
I
make
really
things
did
worse or harder than they already
I
are.
I totally agree with you. I felt like, can you not?
What
the
hell?
Because he was even saying, he's like, it's going to be a near brush. And it's like, it's not even going to be that. And it's not going to hit us. So can you just not?
Zip it, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We got enough going on. Here's another myth that's not true. Gun silencers work. They don't. They it's still pretty loud. They
yes
do work. They make it quieter than it would be if it went off next to your head and you, mm-hmm, you're mm-hmm thinking, wow, geez, that was loud and I can't hear anymore. But they don't. They're not like all pew pew like in movies. Mm-hmm. Pew. It's not like that. You should suck the venom out of a snake bite. You shouldn't do that.
Oh,
that's not real. And I would absolutely still do that. Because it's just I've just seen it too many times and it works. So I'm going to do it. But in movies, it works. They're actually saying that's going to contaminate the wound with your own germs, possibly harm the nerves and blood vessels of the victim. And it can also cause harm to you because you're sucking poison into your mouth. So that's not the way. I don't know what the way is.
Those of us, though, who spent time in our youth getting around by, you know, stealing gas through the siphon technique do know that it works. Like, you can get gas to come through a tube with suction and get gas from that car into yours. It works. So
yeah, you might also get a mouthful of gas, which we will spit out.
Right.
You know, won't I spit? I'm not going to drink the blood. I'm just...
One of my boys, John Curta, had this thing, and I don't know where he got it, and I don't know how he... But he actually had... And I think Black & Decker made it, but it was actually, you turned a wheel. It had two tubes.
Yeah.
And you'd just turn a wheel.
And it would create the suction.
And it would create the suction, and you didn't have to... Mm-hmm. So that thing really made the job much easier. I don't know why I'm talking about this. What were you saying? Oh, yeah, snake
I don't
bite.
Know. I'm right. listening to
Bad
your
idea.
Juvenile delinquent youth.
Right.
Oh, great. You had an actual device. You didn't just use a hose.
Well, look, you know, when you have a dollar for gas for a whole week, you sometimes things get desperate.
All right. Next up. If you get shot in the shoulder, you're going to be fine. That's not true.
A really bad spot to get shot.
Big arteries and veins mm-hmm. going there. It's you can actually bleed out really fast. Yes, it's better than it's better than getting shot in the heart. I'm giving you that. But people in movies are always getting shot in the shoulders and then they brush it off and they continue to be the hero. And, you know, maybe the one arm seems like, oh, boy, that's sore, you know, but they're still totally using it. Right. And meanwhile, it's a major thing. If you get shot in the shoulder, you've blown a socket joint apart and you've. No. But look, super muscly guys, they
it's
get
through
shot in the
and
shoulder.
Through. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. It's through and through. There's nothing in the way, and there isn't anything in the back of you to, you know, for it to hit. Like, you're fine. It went
just
through his
put
giant
a Band-Aid on the
right,
back side of that thing.
No
I'm going to be good.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
Here's another one. These are lies that movies tell us, and they've told us so many times we actually believe them in real life. You can trick a biometric scanner with a severed hand. Or maybe even the eyeball, right? You know, you ever see someone pluck out an eyeball and put
they
it
keep
up to
it
the
in a handkerchief
scanner?
In their pocket,
right? Just so they can get through to the lab where right. whatever needs to get done. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. Those things, you know, I don't know what they scan, but one of the things is capillary blood flow.
Oh,
and a dead one would not have that. So,
wow.
Yes, I know.
Darn it,
I know. So please don't cut my damn hand off. Although I wonder, could you still use somebody's dead finger to do
their print?
To use the print.
That would make sense.
Like, remember we used to open our phones like that? We don't do that anymore, right?
Well, if you have a 8 and lower.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, that was the finger open.
Mm-hmm. I have the iPad mini, which was done in, I think it was just last year, and it has a fingerprint entry.
Option?
No, that's the way in, is my fingerprint.
It doesn't have your face there?
Nope. 2019.
You know, it's funny because we used to have to use the passcode. And now when I have to put that in, it's a huge pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this was just the way it was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I liked the thumb entry. That was good.
Yeah, it would be useful during these COVID times. Now that we
It would, because, right, I constantly everywhere. Have a mask on. I'm uh-huh. like, okay, I'm going to pay with a passcode. Let's mm-hmm. figure this out. And finally, on this fabulous list of things that don't have anything to do with the election, truth serum. According to the CIA, if you can't get it out of them from regular torture or questioning, they're probably going to be able to hold it in during the truth serum part. There's no like magic elixir that makes people spill the truth.
Alcohol?
Even that.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're trying to, right, actually that might be more effective. They're saying if someone can hold out during a normal interrogation, the drug is not going to break you. So, but it might help. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is still happening this year.
Virtually.
It's actually going to happen on the route, but yeah, I mean, they're saying the 3.5 million people who normally are on the 2.5 mile loop are not going to be there. But other than that, if you're watching at home, not going to be a whole lot of differences. Do you watch this? I put this on sometimes if I remember.
I don't watch it because now there's football games on most of the day during Thanksgiving. So that's great news. But I do know my mom had it on from early morning. And I remember being a boy and her starting Thanksgiving dinner that day and having that on. It's sort of ritual. I think that it's important that they do it. I believe that. I will not watch it, but I think there are a lot of people who live for that. And that's part of the normal tradition.
Right. And if you live in New York, I'm sure you just look out your window and see the bobbing balloons going by. And so that's it. The biggest change is there won't be any crowds. Although I don't know how they'll stop people from knowing where the parade route is and making that decision on their own. Although in New York, they're pretty careful. They've been a hot spot. The executive producer of the parade says viewers will still see the balloons. They're going to see the floats. They're going to see Santa and Broadway and all the elements that you're used to seeing. We're going to see some social distancing. You're going to see masks, things like that. But it's still going to be the parade they know and love. One other thing they're doing, no one under the age of 18 is participating in the parade in any capacity, apparently. They usually get a couple high school bands. To march in the parade. People almost, I think they even win their way in. But they're not doing high school or college marching bands. Apparently those have been moved to next year's parade. Like if you made it in, you're going to get to do it next year, maybe.
Oh, that's good.
This year's parade is going to feature locally based professional marching and musical ensembles. I don't know how many professional marching bands there are. Usually those are sort of tied to a school, but okay. So that's, if you're looking for that, that's what you get. And finally, and Bryn, I'm not sure if you'll still have this audio because this is from a day or two ago. Rachel Dolezal, remember her? Remember that name, Rachel Dolezal?
Yes, she is the lady that faked being black at, is it Washington State University?
She was the head of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington.
Yes.
Until 2015, when people were like, oh, she's not black?
Well, didn't she say, wasn't she someone who came out and said, or was that something that they caught her in?
I thought someone caught her at it.
Okay.
I don't know, or she identifies as a black woman, or I can't remember how it came out.
Well, if you're the head of the NAACP, you should be black, or part black.
Yes, and you should be honest about that, I guess. I don't know. I mean, is it on the questionnaire? I just don't know, right? So anyway, she is, she wants to make some money, and everyone's on Cameo these days, so that's where you can find her.
What's Cameo?
Cameo is the thing where you can get a star for money to make a personalized video message for someone.
Oh, she thinks there's a demand for her.
Apparently. She's actually got some samples up there. Rachel Dolezal is on Cameo. You can get a personal message from her for... What's that going to cost you, Vin?
I can't imagine she's trying to sell that for more than $5.
$37.
Get you can
actually
out.
$37. You can actually have a chat with her for $2.99. What is that, per minute? I don't understand. Do we have some samples here that we can see of Rachel?
Yeah, there's some. They're mostly just birthday shout-outs, some, dedications and
Let's
stuff.
Let's hear what
like
that sounds
here,
like. I'm interested.
One of them.
Hi, Emily Sokash. This is Rachel Dolezal, and this is a special little shout out from Shane. So I hear that your former boss actually is a bad client of yours now at this point. And
blah 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 blah.
Yeah. What?
I mean, there's some. I don't know. It's random.
Who hires her to do?
What? Somebody who has her as a running joke. That's the only thing I can think of. You're not picking her out of a lineup of people to do a birthday message, unless that has some kind of meaning to you and the person you're sending it to, right?
I don't know. There's
like if you and I had some long running joke about Rachel Dolezal or some, I don't know, fight about it or something. I mean, you'd have to have something going with the person that you sent that to. Anyway, if you're interested, by the way, she's an artist these days. She will paint for you as well. You can pay for that. But Cameo is where you can find. That's where people go to die.
There's all kinds of weird stuff in the world, and much of it I don't participate in. Bondage hasn't been a thing of mine, but I might pay $37 to try that once.
Oh.
Would I pay $37 for this lady to wish somebody in my life happy birthday? No.
Yeah, unless there was some underlying joke. It's the only thing I can think of. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including some things we miss, a new fragrance that I think you might really like, Clarky.
Oh, all right.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.